The Ghana National Household Registry has been launched in Wa in the Upper West Region, with a pledge by the government to continue to implement strategies to ensure that the right people benefit from the various social interventions under the Social Protection Strategy. The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, who launched the program, said the government is already implementing various social interventions which are making positive impact on the lives of the people. The registry, she says, will provide a holistic database for effective implementation of pro-poor interventions in the country. Swala Abdul-Wahab reports.
The Ghana National Household Registry seeks to establish a single national household register from which all social protection programs will select their beneficiaries. It will also be used for policy planning, management and research in the areas of social protection for the poor, vulnerable and the excluded. The exercise is expected to register about 112,000 households in the region. The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelitha, said the implementation of various intervention programs such as Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty Leave, registration of the aged on NHIS, and the expansion of the school feeding will enable the country to achieve the Sustainable Goal 1 on eradicating extreme poverty.
We were actually the first African country south of the Sahara to cut poverty by half in 2013. We were able to reach the Millennium Development Goal number 1 way ahead of time. And in this regard, and because of the social protection interventions we are currently implementing, I am very confident that we will meet the Sustainable Development Goal number 1 on eradicating extreme poverty in all its forms.
The regional minister, Alhaji Hamidu Suleimani, said Upper West as the poorest region in the country, the data to be collected will enable the government to evaluate the successes chalked in the fight against poverty in the region.
This registry will ensure better and more effective planning and implementation of poverty reduction programs in Ghana. The registry is especially important to the Upper West region since we have the highest levels of poverty and inequality in Ghana. The data will indeed present an opportunity for government to be able to evaluate the successes shown in the fight against poverty and also identify the challenges involved in the implementation of poor policies.
The National Coordinator of the Ghana Social Opportunity Project, Robert Austin, explained that the data collection will be paperless because enumerators will use tablets. Data on households, biometrics, demographics, and socioeconomic characteristics collected from the field will be transmitted directly to computers in Accra for processing. Over 1,400 people have been recruited for the exercise in the region.